We are joined today by the manager of teacher training at the UTS InSearch, Mr. David Noble. Hi, Mr. David. Welcome to SBS Radio Filipino.
Hi, Sybil. Thanks very much.
First thing is, we would like to know why a prominent university such as UTS would offer a free English class for next year, considering that other institutions would see English training as a good means of earning profit.
First of all, our organization is UTS InSearch, mm-hmm. and InSearch is the language center mm-hmm. associated with the university. And our core business is teaching English to overseas students, mm-hmm. and they are fee-paying students, and they're on a study pathway, usually to UTS. Mm-hmm. That's the main core business of UTS InSearch. Mm-hmm. However, we do have a teacher training department, and that's my area, and that's where we train people who want to become English language teachers. To find a job maybe in Australia or overseas teaching English. And the teacher training course has a very strong emphasis on practice teaching. So our trainee teachers have to stand up and teach mm-hmm. A group of English language learners, and they get assessed on teaching those classes. So the reason, so when we're running a teacher training program, we're able to offer free classes because the classes are being taught by our trainee teachers. They haven't finished their course.
Okay, so they're students themselves, right?
Well, they're trainee teachers, yeah. Mm-hmm. They come from all different backgrounds. Some mm-hmm. of them have had other careers, but they're wanting to change careers. Mm-hmm. Others are perhaps just starting a career and want to get into English language teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, so this has been going on for a long time now, probably.
That's right. We've mm-hmm. been running our teacher training program here. The teacher training program is called the CELTA, C-E-L-T-A. Mm-hmm. That's Certificate in English Language Teaching to Adults. Mm-hmm. And we've been running that program since 1993.
Okay.
And we've been offering English classes since that time as well.
Mm-hmm. Do you just open this program for uni students or professional migrants?
The people who come along to get the free English lessons mm-hmm. during the teacher training course, we open the classes to anybody as long as they are minimum of 16 years old.
Okay.
And as long as they're at a level, their English is at a level where they can get some benefit from the classes.
Mm-hmm.
So we mostly have classes at beginner, pre-intermediate level, and maybe intermediate, and sometimes upper intermediate level. And those levels are to do with people's their level of proficiency with the English language. So we receive registrations from people who are interested in coming along and getting free lessons while we're doing our teacher training. And we can only take 15 people in each class. Usually we have three, maybe four classes. So that means we could take up to around 60.
60, yeah. 60
yeah.
students. Okay.
Yeah.
So if I have finished one training, Mr. David, and would like to attend again, will I be able to do that?
Well, certainly you can fill in a registration form to apply to come to the next round of classes. And we have a number of people who've been coming quite regularly now for maybe 6 months or longer. They've been coming regularly to different teacher training courses. So I guess that means they feel the classes are beneficial for their mm-hmm. language development.
Mm-hmm. Maybe you have a good relationship with them as well, right?
Well, our trainee teachers, they develop mm-hmm. very good relationships with the students who come to their free classes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some of those friendships continue after the training has finished.
Mm-hmm. So aside from improving the English communication skills, what are the other learning outcomes that a trainee would gain from the program?
Really, because the classes are English language classes, the main learning outcomes are some development of their language skills, so mm-hmm. improvement in their listening, speaking, reading, maybe not so much writing, but a little bit of writing.
Mm-hmm.
But apart from that, I think it's an opportunity for people to mix with people from other language backgrounds that they may not normally do, and form some friendships there, and perhaps practice their English in what's a very safe and comfortable place where our trainee teachers are trying to help these people to improve their level of English proficiency.
Okay, so where will this be held, Mr. David? Is it going to be conducted as well at UTS?
Well, UTS InSearch location is close to UTS, but we're in the Chinatown Paddy's Market area, and just a couple, about 5 minutes walk from Central Station, so it's very convenient location.
All right. So please kindly inform our Filipino listeners or anyone interested who came from a non-English speaking background on how they can be part of the training.
Okay. Well, the first thing we need to receive is a little registration form with people's contact details and a simple self-assessment of their English language level. And then close to the start date of the next teacher training program, we look at the registrations and decide to form what levels of classes we'll form. And then we invite people on a first-come, first-served basis in up to the maximum of 15 per class. Those registration forms can be obtained from our student centre. That's on 187 Thomas Street. It's in Chinatown. Or they can people can also contact me directly, and I can send the registration forms.
But is it also available on the website?
The registration forms are not on our website,
okay,
no. But
okay.
But my contact details are certainly there.
Mm-hmm.
That's the InSearch website, www.insearch.edu.au.
Thank you very much, Mr. David Noble.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to talk.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.